Hi, this is State Senator Brad Hawkins providing you a closer look at property taxes. As your state senator, I care deeply about the tax burden placed upon the people of North Central Washington and strongly believe that governmental entities should always demonstrate a prudent use of your tax dollars. But understanding taxes can be complicated, in part because they're applied to us at all levels of government, local, state, and federal. The level of government originating the taxes is an important consideration. For example, as your state senator, I do not specifically control city or county taxes. Those are local government taxes. I also have no vote in federal taxes determined by the United States Congress. But as your state legislator, I am involved in state-level taxes. In Washington state, the primary taxes are sales and business taxes. Of all the taxes collected at all levels of government, the one I receive the most questions and complaints about is the property tax. Understanding the property tax system can be quite challenging. The tax bill that you have recently received is actually a collection of multiple different property taxes and assessments, most of which pertain to the local jurisdiction in which you live. Take a closer look because the tax statement includes an itemized list showing the responsible entity for the property taxes you pay. The way I prefer to explain things is to think of your overall property tax bill as one round-shaped pie. Various entities receive their revenue from slices of the pie. Since the state relies primarily on sales and business taxes to fund its programs, only a slice of what you pay in property taxes is actually the state portion. Remaining slices, and some are larger than others, are comprised of taxes from various local governments for such things as school levies, school bonds, fire response, library, and other services. Some of these property taxes, such as local school districts' levies and bonds, are subject to the approval of local voters, and the amounts are often increased. Residents of one jurisdiction pay more or less property taxes than residents of another jurisdiction, depending on the measures approved by voters in that area. How you pay your property taxes may also vary based on your personal preferences. Some residents pay their annual property taxes twice a year, with half payments by April 30th and October 31st. Many property owners have their property taxes included in their monthly mortgage payments as part of their escrow account. While that is certainly a convenient option, it may somewhat disguise what you are paying in property taxes. There is no better way to understanding what you pay by having to pay your property taxes separately by check, and it can be big. The assessed value of property, in addition to the tax rates, is a contributor to what property owners pay. When the total value of assets throughout a particular jurisdiction increases, often due to enhanced residential and commercial development, the tax burden is spread over more paying and valued properties, helping to keep the tax manageable. I know this is a lot of information, but if you remember anything from this message, please remember that most property taxes are determined locally. The Washington state budget relies primarily on sales and business taxes for its revenue. Less than one-third of your property tax is collected for state government purposes. Most of your property tax is approved by your various local elected officials or local voters. The local school levies, school bonds for buildings, fire district levies, port district taxes, library district taxes, and others, along with the value of your property and the surrounding property in your area, all affect what you pay in property taxes. I'm your State Senator Brad Hawkins, and I hope this overview of property taxes has been helpful.